start our discussion on Tefillas Nachim, section one, shir one, on what will be a two-part series. I will admit to you that series two, which will be the Tefillah of Nachim, controversy, will be a lot more interesting than the first one. Because in 1967, when we recaptured Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, there was a very serious question as to how Tefillas Nachim should be read from now on. So if we look at Tefillas Nachim in our local siddurim, so one of the key lines that is problematic, if you will, is Ve'etair Ha'evela Ve'harachva Ve'abzuya Ve'ashomema. So, how can it be that we say, give us Nechama Hashem, being the mourners of a city that is a city of sorrow, okay, laid to waste, scorned and desolate, that grieves the loss of its children, and it's a wasteland. So we know it's not to be that anymore. It's rebuilt. So that will be a discussion on Thursday, how we get around this this line in Nachim. Just to wet your palates to come back on Thursday, for those of you that are quitting, is that it is a machlokas, and some have added, the Rinat Yisrael Siddur has it. In fact, the official Siddur of Tzahal, I don't know currently, but I believe Rav Gorin changed, Rav Chaim David Alevi wanted to change it. He actually, I think, wrote a put in an ad in 1976 in Ma'ariv newspaper, advertising this new tefillah, and then there's a rebuttal against it in other newspapers, and then there were those like Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the Rav, and Rav Aviner most recently, who answered a question saying, come to the old city of Yerushalayim in the Muslim quarter and you'll see how it's still Shomima. So that will be the discussion for Thursday. Today's discussion will be, where does this tefillah come from? Where do we say it? When do we say it? So the makor of it is interesting because it's not a meforish gemara in Babli, it's Yerushalmi in Brachos. And it says, Amar Rav Acha bar Rav Yitzchak b'shein Rabbi Chia, the first source, Yochid b'tisha b'av tzorech lahazkir me'ein ha'ma'orah. Ma'u omer, rachim Hashem alkeinu b'rachamecha harab m'chastecha nachim aleinu. Al amcha Yisrael Yerushalayim ircha v'yatsiyun mishkan kvodecha v'il ha'aveila churva. So it's a little bit similar to what we say, but he says is a me'ein ha'ma'orva. We know that we have Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, okay, fine. Rosh Hashanah, but I was going to say Rosh Chodesh, when we have a yontif, when we have a, so we have what we call the me'ein ha'ma'orva. It is a remembrance of the ma'ora, of the or of the day. So when it's Rosh Chodesh, the essence of Rosh Chodesh, the essence of Sukkot, the essence of whatever, Shavuos, is the tefillos itself. So the tefillos have to have an aspect of that day, and therefore we say Yalav Yavo. In Shabbos, in benching, we say Ritzei, let's say. But there has to be an element, and that's why all of Shabbos davening is totally different. And therefore the halachas, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you forgot the Me'ein HaMa'orah. You forgot mentioning what the essence of the day is, and that's the problem. It's like you didn't daven, according to at least one idea. So says the Yerushalmi, so where's the Me'ein HaMa'orah on Tisha B'Av? Again, Tisha B'Av has this dual, very, very interesting aspect. And the reason why it's very interesting is because it is, on one hand, a yontif. On the other hand, it is clearly not a yontif. And there are things that are done for both that we don't say tachlin. Tachlin is probably the most strangest thing. How do you not say tachlin? So one line of thought says the reason why we don't say tachlin is because, no, it is definitely a sad day, but Hashem doesn't even want a nechama on this day, this tachlin prayer, this supplication to the Rosh. He doesn't even want that. And others say no, because it's going to be a big yontif one day. And we know already, starting mincha time, there's a little bit of nechama. In fact, one of the reasons why we say Nachem, and potentially the machlokes and why we don't say it by all shalosh tefilos, is that this is a tefillah dafka for mincha. There's a shaila by Rav Soloveitchik in the sefer, Rav Konenberg's sefer on the that he wrote on Avelos. So there he has a section about Aneinu in itself, I believe, if I remember correctly, and why we don't say Aneinu tefillah. So I think there the piece was about when does the 3 weeks actually start. Some machlokes, right? We didn't have a question this year because it was Shabbos. But on a real 3 weeks day, does it start at night? There's a shaila, can you do a wedding, so on and so forth. There are machlokes between Rav Soloveitchik I don't want to say machlokes chas v'shalom, but a disagreement, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, of Rav Soloveitchik actually took the side of the Satan Rebbe, whereas Rav Moshe wasn't sure that the 3 weeks, the Avelus part, actually starts until the fast. Rav Soloveitchik's raya is that really Aneinu should be said by all three tefillos. That shows that really, so it was a little bit of chutzpah, like how can you say Aneinu in Meiriv when you're eating? But really, what does it show? That the fast really starts. And he said, technically, we don't say it shachas, we have the chazan say it because it's also a little bit of a chutzpah. Oh, really? Would have been fasting for like a half hour, like an hour? So we don't say it. But that's why I'm in mincha. Oh, so over here, Nachem is recited. There are some Sephardic communities that actually do say Nachem in all three tefillos. Quite interesting. Obviously, the Ashkenazim and many Sephardim don't have this mincha. So, okay, that's what the Yerushalmi over here says. Kol dover shu lavo imez be'avoy dodochem. Fine. So, the Rush in source number 2, in the Gemara in Tanis, quotes this. Nogu she'in oimrim Nachem ela tefillos ha-mincha. Kevan de ka'amra yachid b'tishabav tzorach lahaskir me'ein ha-ma'ayra mistama b'chot tefillos kamar arv shachar sa-mincha kamo rosh chodesh upurim v'tanis v'garsinu berakam shenogu ein tanis zibur b'va. So it would be the same thing, the vavel el tet ba'av bilvad. Right, so maybe it would be similar to that. Says, really, you should say it in all three tefillos, but we only say it at mincha. The Torah comments on this. Source number 3. Source Latzke made them all remind Boni Yerushalayim Lefishu Mi'inyon Nei V'chein Kosov Avi Harosh Zerchon Levacha Kol Yimei Tahamti. He didn't understand Lama Ein Omrim Oiso Ela B'Tefilas HaMincha Came with the Ka'amra Yechidi B'Tishabam Tzorech Lahaskim Mi'ein HaMa'ora. He said, I don't understand. Why is it not similar to what? To Yalav Yavah. Why is it not like Rosh Chodesh? Why Rosh Chodesh we don't say, well, the night, come on, it just started, don't say Yalav Yavah. Why isn't it the same? Like Purim Rosh Chodesh, kind of exactly what we just saw in the Rush. That Rav Yehuda Bar Tzulai Kosov. So he writes the following thing. Umidar Kan me'ein ha-ma'ora arvis v'shachris u'mincha u'b'shamei ha-tfila midarkan ha-tanis kasher ha-tanis sibor v'ikr t'kutei nahagei l'mei arvis v'shachris rachim u'mincha nochem de'enu diyom u'd'tishabov matzlilim al-nechamu u'b'inyon rachim rachamim al-u'mislakan. So there is a difference. So one, you could just answer like we said that the nechama, the nachamu ami can only come when? It can only come by mincha time. Because, quote unquote, Hashem doesn't want to hear from us. It's just a time of kinos. Right? And already when mincha comes in the nechama, the famous gemara, the nechama is, the Ribbono Shalom only took out his wrath on Eitzim V'Avanim. The Jews at the time were afraid that he would destroy them. That he would kill all of them. And when they saw the Beis HaMikdash burning at Chatzos, they had a nechama. Not a happiness, but a nechama, knowing that Hashem took it out on a building, a physical building, and not their own lives. So too over here, the nechama that we're going to mention, asking Hashem for a nechama in this difficult day, this difficult time, can only be said at mincha. Or you could say it's not like Meina Ma'ara. It's different. That's a time of rachamim. Then nachim comes at mincha itself. And the Bach says over here in source number 4, Lefianes daiti, Be'akadmonim, Haida kavla b'yadam shelo tikna ela b'mincha, V'hu lefnei she'tiknu lomar na. Nachem l'tfila ala mincha imkein ba'arvus v'shachris shu kimi shemesu muta lefano ve'enum nechama enlo mar oso l'bemincha. So he changes it up a little bit, and I think this is very, very, again, we keep using the word raw, but he says what we have a din that we know, and this is almost similar to this, right? If you, again, Rav Soloveitchik's idea of the backwards avelus, right? Zach's vort of the Rav's idea. So we have this backlog of Avelos, and all of a sudden the 3 weeks start, so we have the year of Avelos. Then we have the 9 days, it's like the Shloshim. And then you have Tisha B'Av itself, it's like Shiva itself. Shiva so much so that we know we don't put tefillin on in the morning. This is a crazy thing. Why? So it's based on this idea that the Bach says, Kimi Shemuto Shemeso Muto Lufano. It's like an Onen almost. How can you even, you can't. So you're going to say Nachem to the Ribbono Shel Olam when it's such a raw emotion, when you start the night, when you start, you can't until Mincha. And that makes sense according to what we said until now, that this tefillah is different than all other tefillahs, and it can only be said at a time of Nechama, which is after Chatzos. That's when already we let you sit in a chair, that's when we put the Paruch Hashem, we turn the lights back on, there's a little bit of Nechama.
Why? Because Rav has that into it?
Nachem. Yeah.
Because that, like, how it says, like, how
so besides the actual first words, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, console us Hashem, right? Although it's Siyam Bzuya, so we do talk about the emotions. Al Siyam B'har Metechabav Yushalayim Libi Chalim V'Ani Alecha. So we end off by saying
Hashem will return in fire,
right? Blessed are you who console Zion and rebuild Yerushalayim. A bracha, bracha tam, menachem tzion, above Yerushalayim. This bracha was said in, you know, Rav Gorin said this bracha. He says, you burn Yerushalayim. That's what I believe. That's my hope. And that's that can't be said. That can't be said at Shacharis. It's too raw. Says the Beis Yosef here, commenting on this. Uperek Vasser, the Tanis, Rabbi Yeruchim says, because of a darko shel b'divrei harash v'ikar hakolbo kasa stam v'chol tefilas tishabav so oyrim oiso aval arokeach kasa v'ein mispalim nachem v'birchos yushalayim ela v'nechamas tishabav v'arav budram kasa v'shi machloikis ben amrav amram v'rabbein asadja. So the Rush's concern, and why you don't understand, makes a lot of sense. It's a machloikis between the go'inim over here. The Pashan Amina Kidibi Rabbeinu Sadja Sha'anu Omrim Oiso Elovim Mincha Vinili Vitam Rabbeinu Sadja Mishom Dil Eit Erev Hotsio Boesh Hilkach Ba'oisa Shah Maskirim Pulat Yushalayim Vyaveludu in Palim Vihi Loshan Arifa B'tshuvaso Nachim B'tishavav Da'ati Kevan Dimishum Dimoira Amrinum Le Alpia Yushalmi Omer Bechot Filois Shachris Mincha, Arba Shachris Mincha, Kechol Meina Moira, Bechol Makom, Ella She Be'arvis V'Shachris, Hu Kimi Shemut Lufanov, just like we read in the Bach. Again, there seems to be a Machloikis Yisodi here, and this is an easy way to answer this. And that is that either you think that Nachim is a Tefillah Meina Moira, that it's like Yalav Yavo, and Yalav Ovo, you say in all three tefillos, or you say, what are you talking about? It's not a tefillah like that. It's not a me'ina o me'oira tefillah. It's a tefillah of nechama. And that's only said by mincha, because that's when we need the consolation. That's when we need Hashem to console us. But it's not a me'ina o me'oira dik tefillah. What are you going to do with the Yerushalmi, which is on marker of this? Good question. But that seems to be the Bach quotes is over here, and the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ritva and his tshuva. That appears to be the reason. Again, the Rush didn't understand why this is so. Again, the Tor himself answered his father based on this idea as well. And then I quote here what's it says, the Avudraham.
The Tor is the son of the Rush.
Yeah. So, Kasava Rav David Avudraham. B'shem Harav Gershon. So this could be another machlis you could say. You want to see a nafkamina between these two shitas? Do you repeat Nachim? If it's Rosh Chodesh, you repeat Yalav Yavo, right? So he says, no, that's not the Yisod of Machlekas. He said, based on the Abudram's Shita, based on this Shita of Rabbi Gershon, it's like this. Whenever you don't have a Musaf, so the Me'ein Ma'or is not something you go ahead and repeat. And obviously, when we talk about Yalav Yavo, so Yalav Yavo is always going to have a Musaf. There's no such thing as not Yalva. We don't say it on Hanukkah, and we don't say it on Purim. Is there Haraya maybe that Al Hanisim is a Me'ina Ma'ira of those days, and you don't repeat it if you forget it? Maybe. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tav Kuf Nun Zayin Tisha B'Av Omrim Bibonei Yushalayim Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Zav Letzion V'Chulu. We don't repeat it, just like we don't repeat if we forget to say aneinu. Haga, the aminik pashut she'ein omrim nachem rak betfilas mincha shel tishabav lefi she'az hotziu eish b'mikdash l'chein hamitpalim az al nechama. That's the time for a person to daven on nechama. So again,
What we see is that this tefillah is a tefillah that's miyuchad for Nechama. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about it. One second. And the Ramah expounds upon it. And the Ramah says that this is a... you could say but it's really a tefillah on Anachra. It's nothing to do with Shachris and Arvis before, because that's not the same type of tefillah. Yeah, it's not the same theme. And this is the dual themes of Tisha. Tisha B'Av is a very interesting day on one hand, because Tisha B'Av has in it this Me'ein HaMa'ira of it being a day that's very, very sad. On the other hand, a day that will, in the future, be very, very happy. And it's sometimes difficult for a person to put himself in the right mindset, because he recognizes the fact that what? That there's a great simcha in the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us Nechama, that he did take it out. Again, understand a very strange phenomenon. And that is that when did the Beis HaMikdash burn? So mostly it actually did not burn on Tisha B'Av. It burned from Chatzos of Tisha B'Av to Chatzos of the 10th of Av. That's the reason why all of the 9 days are actually not really 9 days. It's really 10 days, because we really extend our fasting. We extend our Avelos part, right? Until when? Until Chatzos of the 10th day. Until Chatzos of the 10th of Av. This year, we don't have that this year, because it's Shabbos. 10th of Av is actually our fast day. But it is interesting, because we actually are fasting on a day that the Beis HaMikdash burnt. We have the minhag not to eat meat and wine on Mosei Tisha B'Av, but all the things you're allowed to do. So, what is the halacha? So I didn't quote here the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah does comment here. The imshachach nachein b'bonei Yerushalayim. You're allowed to say it be'avoida, kodim v'techazenu, v'ein chosim v'chazenu, v'ein oisef v'bracha. So then you can't make a bracha. The imshachach. So he says, what if you totally forgot? So the halacha is, you say it in all kinds of tzur. Kodim hirotzon below chasima. You also don't say the bracha.
Say without saying the bracha?
Yeah. So this is quoted in the name of Kavayim.
Actually, but then you don't repeat it.
Yeah. So we said that we don't repeat it. Kavayim says this. That would be the din. So it is interesting to note. This could come up, especially this year. That we're a little bit lighter on the fast day. So what happens if a person has to eat? And, okay.
Since this is Nidcha?
Yeah, since it's Nidcha, so we're a little bit more Mekel. Maybe a lot more Mekel, but certainly by a pregnant woman. So she's allowed to eat. Our nursing woman, for sure. So, if that's so, right? If that's so, so what would we say for such a people when they are eating? So they have to have, let's say they have bread. Some would argue they shouldn't have bread, but they have to have, they're having bread. So what if they bench? So is there any nachem in benching? Right? Good question. So we discussed that there are different shitas, just first, not about Nachim, about to whether or not they do Shiurim or not. We said most posts cannot hold that way. Rambam Zalman apparently did hold that way. So the question is that what about when it comes to benching? So, again, if we assume that this is a Me'ein HaMa'ira, like we said before, so Me'ein HaMa'ira would be like any Me'ein HaMa'ira. It happens to be that on Yom Kippur, if a person has to fast, so they fast fully. But, it's Yom Kippur, and they can't fast, so they don't say, they would bench, and they would say, Yalo V'Yavo. It's Yom HaKippur Mazen. Right? Again, if it's Mutar for a person, there come situations where there's no choice. So, fine. So let's say a person has to eat on Tisha B'Av. So he does regular washing up to the, because it's not cold, right? Same thing when you go to the bathroom on Tisha B'Av. So nobody says that you should not wash your hands fully, even though you're not supposed to wash your hands in general. If it's dirty, you should wash your hands.
Not with soap.
You could do my machor. Yeah, of course. You could do soap.
But not like, I guess it was like oil or something.
Right, right. V'chein yochol v'lo, he goes, you could eat regular, but you shouldn't eat with three other male, so that you don't have a birchas hamazon shayla. And then he says, v'omer v'birchas hamazon tfilas nachem. So the poskim say, the Ramah, Sof Sima Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, Shari Tshuva, Mishnah Brura, that a person should say Nachem. Question is, though, how would he do this in the had to eat at night? So we say you don't say Nachem. And he so how do you end it? Menachem Siyum Bonu Yishlaim. You don't say the bracha. But there are those that say that it's not, it shouldn't be when Me'inim Oru. You normally say it should be said in the Harachah months. This is what the Kaf HaChaim says. Mustoma, that that's what a person should do. There's a tshuva on this, Shel Tshuva, Shechav Adaz, Chele Gimel, Simon Mem. Because there could be a chashash of Hefsik, so the Dira Yatziv also says, Shalcha Mechemas Choli, Lomar Nachem, Ibirchas Bon Yushalayim, Vyash Elo Asoyrim, Yom Kippur lo Yomar, he says it's based on the Machloikis, whether or not you would say it if it was Yom Kippur or not, Yalo V'Yovo. Right. So back to our discussion. Says the Taz here in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Zayin, Misha Mita'ana Yomar, should say it in Shachris, but also Ba'arvis for Shachris Umincha. So he says that again, a person should say it if they are eating, he should say it as well. But there he should say it, he said, in any of the three tefillos. Again, machloik is whether it should be said in Me'inam Oire place before Bnei Yerushalayim, or it should be said afterwards in Rachem, so that there is no hefsek. Source number 6, the Magen Avraham says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya kol shehu lo'viya imro be'avudah v'chol shehu la'aver omrim behodah. The Arash, the Hainu Alma, as we know already from the Rush, Samchu Hamo Shamur Adam Tzircho, Bracha Meina Mara, Bracha Meila, Ad Kalin Shaina. Shamakom Bahoda Nirashi Yesh. There is one to say that Besuda the Nitaiti Kemoche, Chemu Al Hevio de Shot Sarchov, Misha Shachach, Lezibu Makomo, Kemoche Atam, Mishum Shahu, Mein Bracha, Yesh Lamro. Bazeh bracha kol elas v'yesh lekol habakashot sham mokom. So again, when a person should say it, where a person should say it, if this is a main of oira or not. I'll just quote for you the last thing. This is the Shelz Chuz Yichav Adas, which we'll be quoting in more depth at another time. This is the Chelik Al Simon Mem Dalid. I want to show you the part that he has about Nachem. Currently, the owner shall feel in Rotzel Haskir, Eno Maskir, Shalom Matsino Lahaskir, Birchas Amazon, El Beyom Shiesh Mitzo Bechilaso. So he goes according to Aliba, the Shita, that a person should not use the Me'ena Me'ora, this is source number 10, at a time where what? Where it's not appropriate, because he's not really supposed to be eating. I has a heter to eat, so we say the same thing by Yom Kippur. Again, there's two schools of thought when it comes to Yom Kippur. One is that you're matir to eat. Obviously, all the rabbis told you have to eat, whatever. The doctor said you have to eat, so you eat. So once you're eating, you should mention in Yalav Yavo, Yom Kippur. I says Rav Avadya, how can you do that? You're eating, I understand you have to eat, but how can you mention Yom Kippur? So he says the same thing over here. If
you don't do that.
That's what he would say. We saw on the Forish in the Mishnah Brura that you do say it.
So
he would say Yalav Yavo. You would say it's to say Nachem.
In Yom Kippur also?
Yeah. It would, so I think it's based on this machlokas of whether you say it or not. The Atzibud Eleke, B'Katsar B'Magen Avraham, B'Chein Nira Li, Sheharei Afilu B'Chanako Purim Omru B'Gamar She'enu M'chuyav L'Haskir Miyu Kevon She'atur V'Ashulchan Aruch Machmir M'Haskir B'Yom HaKippurim Ein L'Hakel V'Chein HaTerezov The Taz we quoted already Shemitzad Kedushas Hayom Ein Bo Heter Achila Ela B'Mikra Shal Pekuach Nefesh nefesh ein lo lahazkir mein amara beruchas amazon. Same thing by Yom Kippur. The mein amara doesn't go on the eating part because there's no. Even on Rosh Chodesh, where you say there's not a chiyuv, so but you're allowed to eat. So there you would say Yalav Yavul, but here he doesn't understand why you would say that. B'sheva atasa adif, sheva atasa literally, sit and do nothing, i.e., you're eating, don't mention anachim, in our case. V'el yarabo, t'chsiv, v'atav, shein lahazkir b'yom ha-kippurim, me'en amaris. I think, again, we saw two central types of machlikuses over here. We saw the machlikus in whether or not Nachim has said it three tefillos, whether it's me'en ha-ma'ira or not. What is me'en ha-ma'ira exactly? Or is it tefillah of nechama that can only be said by Mincha, because that's when the Nechama starts? Or do we say further that it is not a Me'ena Ma'ira, but really just something that we say that we do in order to show the strength of the day and where it further comes at Mincha? And then when it comes to eating, so there the Machlokes is the same, but maybe similar also to Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we say that even though there's a Me'ena Ma'ira, the Me'ena Ma'ira doesn't allow you to eat, and therefore there's no eating, so therefore you do Sheva Al Tasa Adif, don't do anything. But the other Shita says no. You have a heter to eat, pekuach nefesh, so he says you should say rachim, and maybe even in all three tefillos. Very, very interesting. So I'll just leave you one school for thought. We'll do this next time. We'll do this on Thursday. And I apologize that those that are listening to this shiur won't get the... they have to look at shiur number two. So in shiur number two, we will summarize this with a beautiful sheet of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik, I think... You know what? Forget it. I'll do it. We'll come to lunch a few minutes late, but it's mamash worth it just to see what Rav Soloveitchik said over here. And we'll review it next time. We'll do it very, very quickly now, but just to show you, as I think that this Rav Soloveitchik and Hari Kedem really, really summarizes exactly what we've been saying until now, and then we could do the fun stuff. We'll do all the fun stuff on Thursday. The Nirad Echad, this is source number 9 in Hari Kedem, and he says like this: Tluya al zeh, the machlekes is tolui al ma shemit avlim umit palim v'tishav shem ikur ha'avelus ve'atzvilahem al churban be'avoyda v'kedusha v'kapara. If you say the ikur of the avelus on Tisha B'Av was because of the churban ha'avodah ha'kedusha v'kapara, he says, where does it belong on this tefillah? If you say that the whole reason why we're saying it is because you mamashed in bonu yushalayim, because of the missing of, let's say, would be v'yas avoida l'tzvir beisecha, there's no avoida, that's when it should be said. Right? For example, Yalav Yavo is said when? Beritzei. Mishum de ikr tefillas hush, yalav tzizachorna l'tova. We're saying, we can't bring a korban musaf today. It's horrible. We feel bad. And that's why you say it then. Fine. And then he says, minhagenu ikar. Eich lefi minhagenu ikar ha'avelos petishav hu lo al chisaron ha'avodah. Ella al churban Yushalayim vehamikdash. Akach sheir Rabbi say im haita almana ale armon asher notash vealei kvoda asher gala beit churban. So he says that the shomema, the churva, is not the korbanot, is not the ikur, is not that we have no korbanos anymore. The ikur is that we have no Yushalayim, v'chein haraya, that's why he said, where? In bone Yushalayim, and not in Ritzei. Mekamo shel Nachem, hu bebirchas bone Yushalayim. Right, and he says that, that's what the tefillah, if you look at the tefillah of Nachem, is talking about b'zuy of Yushalayim, the ear, the city. V'yabir nira l'shitas harasag harasag yagon amiras nachem enu din shel me'en ha-ma'oira kamo shenokot parosh kimo apir yushalmi. He says this line me'oira and then we just started copying it from everybody else. But he says, what do you say the words me'en ha-ma'oira for? De'en ze hiskir shel me'en ha-ma'oira el b'yom sheyesh bor kedushas hayom v'korban musaf. Like, it's funny because we saw, if you remember, we saw this by Kedusha Sayom, I think in the Beis Yosef, we saw that it's not considered to be Kedusha Sayom because there's no Musaf. Ma she'en kein v'tishavo she'en bo Kedusha Sayom. Ein bo din haskara shel me'enam ha'oira. Elohu kiyum shel nichum aveilim. It's a day of consolation, of nichum aveilim. V'ke'en tefilas ha'makam yinachem b'veis ha'avel. V'kason necham ha'sagi v'pam achas v'tishabav l'fichach b'achurim ha'zman. B'shuffle yoser, and that's why you say it when the Beis Hamikdash was nishraf. K'she'olu zichron ha'bayis nishraf be'esh shos Yerushalayim be'aveila ze'azman shel nechama. This tefillah has nothing to do with me'ina ma'ora. What are you talking about, me'ina ma'ora? It's a nechama tefillah. It's a tefillah that we need as a ki'ivu hamakom yinachem eschem. When you go up to the oven, you say those words. Sometimes they get nechama from those words. That's what you need over here. V'ine b'ramah tafkuf nun zayin. He says the lashon is based on the Maharil. Mi she'achah b'tishabav yomer nachem b'birchas hamazon l'chorah divrei ha'ramah. Lo isin shapir ma'ashekasav. To ain din hisker shel me'ena moira. Where's the nechama? The guy's eating. What does he need a me'ena moira? Ela habe din nichum grada. V'sagi lei menechama v'imkein yisod lahaskir b'mirchazam. Ain lahaskir yisod b'mirchazam azam. You should not say this because the yisod of the tefillah is nechama, not a me'ena moira, and therefore there's no reason to say it in b'mirchazam azam. Elohu din mifnei atzmo shanachamo bon Yerushalayim aval beis Yosef behemshach dvaro sham via haritva. I quoted you the ritva, the chelos Jews ritva she nachin hu haskara shal me'enam oru maskirim becholat filas. Ella she ba'arvus shachas omim rachem ki adayin meisam musav lefanav ilu b'mincha ein meisam mutal lefanav omim nachem b'lishitato maskim rachem. So we see that the Rav is machadish and is so beautiful in our understanding that Nachem is not a tefillah of Me'ena Moira. You wouldn't say it if you had to eat on Tisha B'Av itself. You wouldn't say it in Birchas Hamazon. It is a special tefillah that's not Me'ena Moira. It doesn't define the day. It defines the after Mincha time, after Chatzos, where we need a tefillah of Nechama.
What if you did after Chatzos? What if you're eating after Chatzos and then like then the Moira day that would be that?
No, because that's still not Me'ena Moira. Me'ena Moira defines the day and saying today is the day. Today's not a day of Nechama. After Mincha, we need a ke'ila, we need a boost, we need something to help us, so we talk about Bin Yerushalayim. But Me'ena Ma'ir, it's not. And therefore what? Therefore, it doesn't make sense. Again, the Rav is the Kedarko Shel Rav Salvejik is godless, is that, yeah, I don't care what all the other Rishonim say. I don't care that we had a machlokes between Dugayinim and it. Tachlis says it's not a Me'ena Ma'ir. I, quote unquote, the Rosh made up this idea of Me'ena Ma'ir. Everybody started copying it, although we saw it before the Rosh had this ready. Good, Yishkayach. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea that it's not a day of Me'ena Ma'ira, it's a day of Nechama, and that Nechama only starts after Mincha. Before that, to even say that it's a Me'ena Ma'ira, it would be inappropriate to say, and that would be the basis of the Machlekes. Mirz Hashem on Thursday, we'll see the other Machlekes about assuming now you only say it at Mincha, and assuming you don't say it at Birchas Hamazon, all that stuff, what should you be saying? Should we be changing the tefillah because of the facts on the ground now, 1967, the fact that we have Yerushalayim now, can we say things like it's bzuya when we're doing rebuild?